And in the studio with me is Anna Dimitrenko, who was born in the Ukraine and came to the U.S. when she was just a little girl, but you started studying piano over there.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you very much for having me.
My pleasure. And you have a brand new CD, your debut CD, which we have right here. You'll be playing one piece from that, but you have other things that you'll be playing today as well.
Well, in a way, the three pieces I will be playing here today are quite representative of the CD in terms of style and composers. And the CD was made this year. It will be released soon on all of the platforms, Spotify, etc. But I will have it physically ready already, so it's there. It's great.
And what's the first piece you're going to play for us today?
Today I will start with Rachmaninoff Prelude from his Opus 23. This opus has 10 preludes in it, and it was written between 1901 and 1903, following a particularly difficult and depressive period in the composer's life. But he also wrote his second concerto in 1901, which was incredibly popular and still is, and it's used in a lot of, well, other songs and also, namely, figure skating routines, I think. And this brought kind of a revitalization to his work, I guess. And yes, I will play the seventh prelude from this set.
Anna Dimitrenko, live on WRTI 90.1. Music of Rachmaninoff, the Prelude Opus 23, number 7 in C minor, performed live in our studio by Anna Dimitrenko. And you have performed at Carnegie Hall, you've performed at Lincoln Center, you're at the Kimmel Center, you've performed all over the world, including, you said, conducting from the keyboard in Paris. And as a performer, you're not done. Because you are studying. They asked Pablo Casals when he was 83, why do you continue to practice? He said, because I think I'm making progress. Mm-hmm. So you are still studying, but in Berlin.
Yes, I've studied in a lot of places over my life, in America, in London, and now I'm in Berlin. So it's been fascinating to have a Russian teacher, to have a British teacher. I had a French teacher in Berlin. Now I will have a German teacher to kind of complete the package. But it's absolutely, you never stop learning. There's always something to improve in this profession. There's no such thing as perfection.
The CD contains a couple of works that aren't that familiar, at least to me and probably to our listeners. Yeah. One is Nikolai Mettner's Canzona Mattinata. Mm-hmm. And you'll be playing that next. What can you tell us about that work and why did it capture you?
Well, this work is from his cycle called Forgotten Melodies. And unfortunately, Mettner himself was not so much recognized as a composer during his life, which made his entire life very difficult. And even afterwards, he's still very much underrated. But Sergei Rachmaninoff, the composer whose work I just played, called him actually the greatest composer of their time. And they were very close friends. So Rachmaninoff was always supporting Mettner. And he has absolutely fantastic music. This piece, which I will play now, it leads into the next piece in the cycle called Sonata Tragica. And I've done those two recorded together on my CD. And this one is it's called Canzona Mattinata, but it translates to Morning Song. And it's a very kind of innocent and optimistic and naive, beautiful piece, preluding what's eventually to come in the sonata, which is exactly the opposite, very tragic. So
here's Anna Dimitrenko.
Thank you.
Music of Nikolai Metner, that's the Canzona Mattinata, his opus 39, number 4, performed live in our studio by Anna Dmitrenko. You have not only your debut CD coming out, but you have a performance coming up, too. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, I will be playing on Sunday at 2 o'clock at Jacob's Music of Westchester, including this Canzone Mattinata, which I just played. That will be on the program. And it will be a very nice program, very exciting for me. A lot of different composers. Not so many huge pieces as I did when I was recording the CD, but quite a lot of variety in this case, I would say. So I'm looking forward to that.
And if you would like to attend the concert, the information is on our website, wrti.org. Now, you're going to play a piece by a contemporary Russian composer and pianist. What do you need to tell us?
Yes, this piece was by Rodion Shchedrin, who is still living. This piece was written in 1961, and he's an incredible composer, and because he's a virtuoso pianist, he's able to write such effective works. And this one in particular, it has a lot of jazz elements. It's called Basso Ostinato because it has this continuous bass line, which basically, if you listen to a jazz ensemble, that left-hand non-stop bass line is basically the role of a double bass player in a jazz ensemble. And on top of that, you have something which sounds like a lot of improvisations.
Here's Anna to play Rodion Shchedrin's Basso Ostinato. Thank you. Music by Shedrin, the basso ostinato. Did you break our piano?
Not yet.
That was a wonderful performance, and you can check our website for the information on the concert coming up and for the CD.
One other thing I would love to mention.
Sure.
I was thinking, unfortunately, while I was playing, but this concert will be on the Horowitz's last piano. And this is, maybe I forgot to mention because it's putting a lot of pressure for the performer in a way, but it's an absolutely fantastic instrument, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what it can do.
So his fingerprints will be overshadowed by your fingerprints on the keys.
Not sure overshadowed is the right word, but I'll give it my best try.
Well, thank you very much for being our guest today. Anna Dmytrenko.
Thank you for having me.
And you can tune in online at WRTI.org and on our Facebook page, WRTI Music. Back to you, Bliss.
Yeah, well, and you're quite cold. You shouldn't play piano right
this
now.
This is, I know, it's so cold in here. We've had so many musicians come in and say, why is it so cold?
Yeah, but
cold?
You see?
Yeah, you're okay.
Quite warm.
Well, I'm going to keep this.